Good evening, and welcome back to the 2024 CIAA post-game press conference. My name is Dominique Mitchell, your moderator for today. Joining us is head coach Jay Bell from Virginia Union University. Jay Beller.
Okay, I know it's getting late, buddy.
Apologize about that, coach. They got Bell. Jay Beller, alongside players number 15, Jonathan King, and number 24, Taj Harding. Before we open it up for questions, we have an opening statement from the head coach and the players.
First, I just got, you know, tip the hat off to Bluefield State. I mean, they had a good run, and they gave us fits all game. They're a tough team. The kid Jordan, you know, I thought that he had a good chance of being player of the year. He's one of the top guards in the conference. And they did a great job. And I thought our guys came out. We was a little excited, you know, because we got a young team, and I thought we got off to a good start defensively, and then Bluefield, you know, they come with the press and they shoot threes, and you know, it's a style that we try to adapt to. And I thought, you know, as the game went on, we kind of warmed down a little bit, but I thought these guys, Jonathan King, stepped up and made some big plays. Taj's been consistent all year for us, and he stepped up and made plays when we needed to. But good first win, on to the next, and looking forward to playing tomorrow against Fayetteville State.
Players.
I just feel like the first one, the toughest one to get. We've been rolling the last part of the season, won the last two games of the regular season, so I feel like we're just using that momentum to keep us rolling through the tournament, and I feel like we got a good chance to go win it. So we just want to stay focused. I'm trying my best to lead my team to it.
I feel like that was a good, tough team win. That's all Bluefield. And keep rolling to get to the next one.
And now we will open the floor for questions. Please state your name and media affiliation.
Timothy Milam, Panther Vision for VUU. How do you guys prepare for tomorrow mentally after winning tonight?
It's late tonight, so we're gonna try to grab something to eat, and then we're gonna try to shut it down. And for me, it's probably gonna be a long night. We start preparing for Fayetteville, and Luke and that Fayetteville team is tough. We had the opportunity, you know, to play them twice this year, and we were blessed to beat them. But they're a talented team. They can score the basketball, and I'm expecting a tough game tomorrow. But right now we're just gonna try to grab some food and try to get these guys to bed so we can start fresh tomorrow morning.
Hey, Coach. Mike Franey from The Sun, the Baltimore Sun. You guys had a sizable height and weight advantage in this game. How much of the game plan was to take advantage of that?
We played them twice this year, and we were blessed to have a couple of our inside players, you know, have big games, you know, and a lot of guys focus, a lot of the teams focus on Taj a lot. But, you know, today Jonathan King, Jonathan Salazar stepped up and made some plays down the stretch for us. So we try to use our size today just to kind of wear them down. And I thought our post players did a great job collectively, you know, getting it done. You know, like I said, we try to tell those guys, you know, we try to take a little bit of pressure off of Taj. And I told him, I said, you should have opportunities to attack the basket and get easy looks. And they were getting good opportunities around the rim today.
Well, my question is for the players. In the second half, y'all 2-3 defense really stepped up. Can you talk about how y'all stepped up mentally on the defensive side of the ball to contain Bluefield?
I feel like we just stay disciplined, do the same thing every day in practice. So all we had to do was just do what we always do, play discipline, and don't get rattled.
Jared Hoffman, HBCUsports.com. So you guys are playing against a Bluefield State team that we already know is scrappy, that it fights hard, and this is their first NCAA tournament. So they probably came in here with a mentality that, you know, they had nothing to lose. And they had two games. This is their third game, and this is you guys' first game of the week. So what was it like preparing for such a scrappy team like that, that is in rhythm, and you guys that are, you know, opening your tournament run and probably cold compared to them?
After we watching them beat Winston kind of motivated us, really. We got a chance. We kind of had our mind stuck on Winston a little bit. But when we seen that, we know anything could happen. We just didn't want to take him for granted. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We didn't want to overlook him. We want to come out and play as hard as we can. We know if we come out and play the game, play our game, they shouldn't beat us. So we just want to go out there and really go 100%, no matter if shots fall. And we just wanted to play hard. We knew if we play hard, master intensity, we was going to win.
We have time for one more question. And this will conclude our press conference. If you have any more questions, please refer to the school sports information director. Congratulations, coach.